Coast to coast on the World Wide Web. This is Trot Radio on StandardBredCanada.ca. I'm Norm Borg. Big weekend, of course, at the Big Mo. Mohawk will be hosting the eliminations of the Elegant Image, the Good Times, the Fan Hanover, and the North American Cup. We're going to be talking to a guy that has a big problem. Really feel sorry for this guy. That is which horses he should drive. The Bionic Man, Tim Tietrich, on this edition of Trot Radio. Welcome back to Trot Radio. You know, out of force of habit, I sometimes introduce our next guest as an up-and-coming star in the big leagues of driving. And, of course, that's a mistake because, as we all know, Tim Tietrich is a bona fide star, of course. And he's on the other end of my line. Tim, welcome to Trot Radio.
Well, thanks for having me. I'm happy to be here.
Well, you got a busy weekend coming up. You've got drives in the limbs of all the big ones at Mohawk. Thought we'd do some Friday morning quarterbacking and go over some of your driving choices.
Be glad to. Yep, let's do it.
All right. Elegant Image of Limbs. In race three, you have the choice between Celebrity Spirit and Perfect Chance. You're going with?
What was the first horse's name?
He's so busy, he can't even keep track, which is a nice problem to have. No, you've got you've got Celebrity Spirit or Perfect Chance?
Perfect Chance for Baggett, that's right. I got the eliminations mixed up, yep.
Yeah, well, I guess the question is, what's not to like about this guy or this gal? She's done nothing but win all year, hasn't quite faced the level of competition of a Poof, She's Gone, but what led you to her?
Well, I'm over at in the Pennsylvania Sire Stakes there, and she does everything right, very talented. And since she raced up last year in some of the two-year-old stakes, I actually drove her in Canada last year. That's how I kind of first got met up with her. And she trotted in 55 as a two-year-old. And, you know, she's very, very nice filly.
Now, Poof, She's Gone, of course, is the, you could say, the 800-pound elephant in the room. How do you avoid getting tangled up in an early speed battle with that one? Because your filly likes to race near the front.
Yeah, but she's very versatile. You know, she's done that on the small tracks because you kind of have to do that. But you know, she loves coming off a helmet. She's very tough. She's been first up a couple of them starts there. And her last start, I didn't drive her because I had a different horse in there. But she went 55 there at Chester and trotted home good. And she was first up a long way.
What about Action Broadway? You see that one as a big threat?
Absolutely. I actually got to watch that horse race last week. She just destroyed that field with Brett.
Yeah,
she's a really nice filly, and that's a very tough elimination there.
Yeah, it is. Action Broadway, winning by 5 lengths in 52 and 4, came home in 28 seconds like it was nobody's business. But hey, that's why they have the races, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. Let's take a look at your other choices in the Elegant Image over to race 5, Celebrity Madonna.
I'm actually on Fortune's Dream. Yannick didn't take that one, and I'm on Fortune's Dream. I was driving her before down the States, and I'm actually going on Fortune's Dream.
Well, you know, daughter of Cantab Hall. She's won 2 of 4 this year. Obviously seems like a pretty handy sort.
Yeah, she's a little sweetheart. Head down between her knees, and she can just trot. She trots good. And Yannick had Bird's horse in there, which went last week, or second last week. But I really like this filly. I qualified earlier in the year, and she actually was in Indiana. My little brother's drove her a few times, and she's just a really nice mare.
Well, like I said, nice problem to have, choosing between all these nice horses to drive in the big races. Let's go to the limbs of the Good Times. And you had the choice between JetBlue Volo and On My Game, I believe it was.
I went with JetBlue Volo. I don't know much about the other ones right off the top of my head, but JetBlue Volo, I went to Wolfhard, actually, with 55 with him. Pretty nice horse for Annette, and Annette does a good job, and I get to drive a lot of horses for her.
You drove him to an 18-length victory in his qualifier over at Chester. Pretty promising individual, offspring of Yankee Glide. You're not going with On My Game. Zorgovic Pink Kingpin might be a threat, I should think. Trevor Ritchie in the bike?
Well, absolutely. You know, anything Trevor drives, he's a trotting horse man. But I just like this call. I think he's got upside, and he does have some speed, and he's tough enough. He hasn't had the best of luck yet, but he does have some trot to him.
Now, let's go to the Fan Hanover. You've got Put On A Show, winner of all three this year, including the Miss New Jersey, Rock and Roll Hanover prodigy. What's not to like there, I guess, either?
Well, you just said it. There's not much not to like. She does everything right. She likes to win. She does win. She was a runner-up last year, the two-year-old of the year, and she's coming back good so far this year. She went in 50 twice, and win the Sire Stakes final and win the Miss New Jersey. So, you know, everything's on go right now with her. She seems strong, and she's seemed like she come out of a race good last time. And you know, hopefully we'll get a good shot and have a clean run at them.
Well, it looks like she's a Cadillac here, and I wouldn't be surprised if that's a response you have, because she seems like a really easy filly to drive.
She's like a Cadillac with a Corvette engine, so she's pretty special.
Yeah, for sure. Let's talk about the big one, the North American Cup eliminations Saturday on race 7. You drive the David Menary-trained Holloway. You drove this one to victory in the final of the Upper Canada Cup. Must have given you a good feel for the horse. And again, this is just one of those horses that, you know, if you have to choose, it's a no-brainer.
Yeah, he does good. He's a nice horse to drive, and, you know, I was lucky to pick him up there when I was in Canada, George, in there a couple weeks ago, and he win that race good, and you know, I'm back up for this week in the North American Cup, and hopefully we get a good shot. He's in tough enough. There's some good horses, all speed Hanover, and you know, there's some nice horses, and their friend Ginger just come off a world record at the Meadows.
Yeah,
definitely gonna be a major race.
Exactly, but you've got the luxury of being in the second elimination with the Ray Schnitker trained One More Laugh.
Yeah, he went 49 last year. He's a 2-year-old at Chester, and he went 53 at Yonkers last week in the Art Rooney, and you know, and this is a really nice colty. I love driving him. Very talented, got high speed, and if he just comes back strong and healthy, I think he'll be good.
How hard is it? I realize that sometimes a driver will take on a drive for a trainer because you know he's got a relationship with that trainer. But when it gets to the big show and you're playing for big money, is it more of a calculated decision if you're offered this horse or that horse, regardless of relationship? Are you going to take the one you got the best shot with?
Yeah, you always try to take the best horse. You know, the one it's a money game, and we take the best horse so you can make the most money with, and that's. That's what we do, because we have to work off 5%, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Well, 5% of $1.5 million is never a bad thing, Tim Tietrich.
No, absolutely not.
Well, listen, best of luck this weekend in all the limbs, and appreciate you taking the time here. We talked about this off the air. How's the hip holding up?
Oh, it's good. No, everything's pretty good. If I didn't have to drive 25 horses a day, it'd probably be better, but that's part of it. I enjoy what I do, and it's I'll live with what pain I have, because it's a lot of fun, and I get to do things that people don't get to do, so it's very pleasuring to me.
Beats working, right?
Yep.
Tim Tietrich, thanks for being on Trot Radio.
Thanks for having me, and hopefully I'll talk to you guys this time in about 2 weeks.
You bet.
All right, thanks.